All right, we'll call to order the Stevensville Town Council meeting for Thursday, June 25th, 2020. Ms. Hoffman, can you call the roll, please?
Mayor Dewey.
Here.
Councilmember Devlin.
Here.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Here.
Councilmember Vick.
Here.
And Councilmember Michelson.
Here.
Great, thank you. If you'd please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, real quick, a couple of items of housekeeping before we move into public comments. We're trying a bit of a different system with our live stream this evening, so the folks who are watching via live stream, we appreciate your patience as we try something that hopefully improves from your previous experience on the live stream. We have a lot of people here tonight for probably an array of reasons. And we've had challenges in the past, and council has attempted to address it where we don't always retain our decorum. Sometimes we become disorderly. Tonight's meeting, we're going to buckle down on rules a bit. So if we can't keep the chatter down in the back, you'll be asked to leave. It's that simple, especially with the different live stream system we're using. It's extremely sensitive to background noise. So we do want to be accommodating for the folks who are trying to participate virtually. So if there's any chatter that goes on in the background, we'll simply stop the meeting and ask you to leave. If you become disruptive, we will stop the meeting and you will be asked to leave. So we appreciate your cooperation to that effect for a smooth and orderly meeting. The air conditioning is running as hard as it possibly can. So it's been running most of the afternoon to try to keep the room cool. So we appreciate that. We realize it may be hot in here at times, but know that it is running. And with that, we'll move into public comments. It's an opportunity. Mr. Harrison.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
I'd like to suspend council rules and move item D under new business up to ahead of public comments, because I think that's one of the reasons some of the people are here.
Okay. That's a motion?
That's a motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved by Mr. Michelson, seconded by Ms. Holcomb, to suspend council rules addressing new business item 11D before the public comment period. Council discussion? Public comment on suspending the rules? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Council Member Bick?
Aye.
Council Member Devlin?
Aye.
Council Member Holcomb?
Aye.
And Council Member Michelson?
Aye.
Okay. We will quickly address or move quickly down to 11D, which is discussion decision, code of conduct violations, oath of office violations, and improper influence, all conducted by Robert Michelson against MC Vick. Before we get into the discussion, I'd just like to elaborate on the process as to how this was placed on the agenda. You can hopefully tell from the council packet that an email or a letter was sent to council members Holcomb and Devlin from Mr. Vick, aggrieving conduct violations on the part of Mr. Michelson. Ms. Devlin forwarded me that letter and requested that the agenda be amended on Monday to address the concerns. She asked that we move with haste in order to address it. I concurred with her request in that I'd like to prevent any further damage to the organization if we can prevent that. And so the agenda was amended on Monday afternoon, and the items were included in the packet that you see tonight. I suppose before we get into general discussion and I turn the floor over to Ms. Devlin, I would like to afford Mr. Michelson, since we've had considerable time with these items on the agenda, I hope that he's taken the opportunity to prepare a response to the allegations. And in the interest of due process, I turn the floor over to you, Mr. Michelson, to explain your side of the allegations, if you care to use this opportunity to do so.
Of course.
Okay. The floor is yours.
Okay.
We talk about unity here.
We'll get you in the mic.
started, I'd like to say that since I've come back on council, I tried to work with the mayor. I thought I had a good working relationship with Mr. Vick, and everything was going smooth until I uncovered a contract on March. And I think you all know about that contract. Once that contract came, there was an agenda item by Mr. Vick and Ms. Devlin and Mr. Mayor to chastise me. They tried to put me on trial. They tried to suspend me and send me home. They accused me of harassing the staff and everything else. None of it was true. Mr. Vick, at that meeting, said that Mayor Dewey had orchestrated the whole thing. You all heard it. And that he wanted to get along and move on. Okay? We moved on. Then we had a Board of Adjustments meeting. And there was an email that came out. We all know about that. An email was read at the Board of Adjustments meeting. Robin and I was accused of an ex parte. No. That was a personal email. That's still under investigation. And here we are now. Personal texts. These are texts that can be, they're not public document. They're not something that should be read at council meetings. What would you do if I took, asked for a Freedom of Information Act and got all the texts between the mayor and the council members? This is low, really low. But that's okay. I'm used to it. I'm not going anywhere. Mr. Vick, you speak of getting along. I see your thing here. You want to reach out and try to get the council together. It's pretty hard. And every time that I try to reach out, we're getting slammed. Robin and I, we feel like outsiders here. We actually feel like you two are conspiring to get rid of us. That's how I feel. But I'm not going anywhere. You can try to censor me. You can do anything you want. I ain't leaving. If I follow the rules. And that's pretty low when you got to take personal texts, Mr. Vick, and bring them out. Yes, those are my texts. My opinions to you matter. They should be kept private. For you to bring those out and try to smear me in public is one of the lowest things. You don't even hear things like that. I would hope that in the future that you would come to me. You could have came to me and asked what was going on. The nature of those texts? Yes, that was March. The first part of those texts was about the trial. I felt it was wrong. I still feel it was wrong. And now these texts, this last text, I said I lost trust in you because you didn't even let the council members know when you took off for a week in the most important part of the budget. The council members' number one job is the budget. And for you to shag and just leave the budget, to me that's unacceptable. If you would have had something going on, you could have had the courtesy to let us know.
Mr. Michelson, I'm giving you an opportunity to respond to the allegations in the council packet.
I am.
Mr. Michelson, what you're doing is instead you're turning around and bringing different allegations and accusations towards Mr. Vick. I'm asking for you to respond to the specific allegations on tonight's agenda, which are your oath of office violations and improper influence and code of conduct violations. Those are specifically outlined in Mr. Vick's email to Ms. Devlin and Ms. Holcomb. And that's what I'm asking you to respond to, not generically respond to the conduct of other council members.
This is a council matter. Like I stated, the first part of the text, they had to do with the March 14th meeting. I'm not going to read them. You all know what they are.
Okay, is there further council discussion, or does Ms. Devlin want to address the agenda item?
Yes. Before your email came out, how I found out about this was on Sue Allen's Facebook on the 19th. A friend of mine showed it to me that is friends with her on the Facebook. I thought that was not right to be having it on a Facebook page. And then we got the email on the 20th, and then it shows up on the agenda amendment on the 23rd. I see an issue with that. I mean, when it's going out like that on Facebook without nobody having a chance to say anything, that's wrong.
Ms. Holcomb, I don't have any control over who releases what information on social media. I received the email that you see in the packet from Ms. Devlin on the 20th. And then, because I don't typically work on the weekends, I amended the packet Monday afternoon.
So first and foremost, when town business is conducted, it doesn't matter if it's from a private source or a public source. It's a public's right to know. That is open communication, again, for the public's right to know. The fact that somebody is more concerned with the allegations against them and how it makes them feel, rather than the position that they put somebody else in and the feelings that went behind that, is very concerning to me. Generally, behavior that we see is accountability, and we're not seeing that here. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. If a drug deal is done behind closed doors, it's still illegal. It is still wrong. It doesn't matter whatsoever how it happens. It is not appropriate. I'm sorry, but that's not a valid reason. These clearly show violations. Clearly show violations. And while on the agenda tonight we're talking about violations to Dempsey, I have a pile right here of violations that we haven't even talked about or brought to the table against me, against Mayor Dewey, and against the public. I'm happy to go through those tonight if we need to, but what I would like to do is make a motion. I would like to ask that Robert Michelson resign by 5 o'clock tomorrow. If you choose not to do that, then I ask Mayor Dewey that you set up trial by council according to the Roberts rules, and until conclusion of that trial and resolution with a decision from the trial, that Mr. Michelson is suspended. That is to protect the town of Stevensville from any further harm.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Devlin, seconded by Mr. Vick, to request Mr. Michelson resign by 5 p.m. Friday. And if he chooses not to resign, then trial before the council, according to Robert's rules, will be held or be organized by the mayor. And that Mr. Michelson is suspended until the result of that trial or conclusion of that trial. Does that accurately state your motion, Ms. Devlin?
That is correct.
Okay. Council discussion.
I do want to state that besides the text messages that were put into the packet and whatnot, Mr. Michelson has come up to me in the past and said things to me, said one of them being that Jamie was thinking about resigning because her child's in the hospital in Utah, if I remember that correctly. If I remember correctly, your child's in Utah. And then continuing on from that, things such as trying to influence how I was trying to vote when it comes to this. The contract was the biggest thing. And one of the things was that he had stated to me that don't forget what Brandon did to you last year when you were running for office. The fact of the matter is, Brandon didn't do anything to me when I was running for office. And then also to start discussions on the Citizens of Stevensville Facebook page, which is now made private to where those of you, and myself included, that are not members, aren't allowed in there to have discussion. And I do have screenshots of those, and I have made copies of those, and those are readily available for anyone to see, where he has started discussions and has talked bad about council members, including myself, Ms. Devlin, Mrs. Holcomb, and Brandon Dewey. And then especially, one thing too, right after our swearing in, Mr. Michelson even told me, I don't know how Jamie thinks, but Robin's going to vote exactly how I tell her. Which is completely uncalled.
Can we have him be quiet, please? That's not appropriate.
And that is my comment on this.
Okay, further council discussion.
For the record, Dempsey let me know he wasn't going to be here. He did let council know. He let me know.
Did he let Robin and me know? Did he let the council president know? That's kind of the chain of command thing.
Excuse me. I'm speaking. You can let me finish. He let me know. To say that he didn't let council know is inaccurate. He let me know.
Did you let us know?
That is not my job.
Okay. And to that, if I think that there's an issue whether or not council members are informing each other of absences, I don't recall seeing anything in the council rules that requires it, but if we need to have a conversation, I'm happy to entertain that at another time. But again, the matter at hand has been explained. Is there any further council discussion on the motion on the floor?
Call to the question.
Okay, is there any public comment?
Call to the question.
We need to allow public comment before we call for the vote. Is there any public comment? Okay, with that, we can call for the vote. Councilmember Holcomb?
No.
Councilmember Devlin?
Yes.
Councilmember Vick?
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson?
No.
Okay, comes to a tie. I think the merits of the complaint have validity, and I vote aye.
Mr. Mayor, you cannot vote on a council matter and break the tie.
I'm statutory obligated
to
break all ties of the council.
Not on a council-related matter. Sorry, you cannot.
Mr. Michelson,
you cannot break a tie.
Mr. Michelson, you're out of order. The vote stands.
Okay.
Mr. Michelson, please stop interrupting me. The vote stands until City Attorney guidance reverses it, okay? We'll run this motion by the City Attorney, but in the interest of moving on, okay, we're going to let the vote stand. The motion passes. We'll move on to the next item.
You're out of order. It's not right.
Mr. Michelson, you can't tell me whether or not I'm out of order. I'm the presiding officer. I get to tell you you're out of order, okay? That's how this works. Appreciate your cooperation. With that, we'll move on to the next item.
Is he suspended moving forward from this night?
He has until 5 o'clock to resign, or his suspension becomes effective at that time.
Thank you.
Okay, we move into public comment. Item 3 of the agenda. This is public comment from citizens on items that are not listed on the agenda. At a previous council meeting, council took action to limit public comment to 5 minutes. So those who want to take or utilize the public comment period to make comments on items that are not listed on tonight's agenda, you may step to the podium and do so. Please step all the way to the podium and make sure you speak into the microphone for the benefit of the recording. Is there any public comment? Ms. Short.
Hello. Jessica Short, 507 Central. I believe I have to sign in.
Please do.
It all starts in third grade, where children are taught about the importance of their community in their social studies curriculum. However, the most important universal rules are taught, retaught, and practiced regularly from the very first day of kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. These include being respectful, being responsible, being safe, and being ready. How can we teach our children about the importance of community without consistently and frequently practicing these crucial universal rules? How can a community move forward when it's lacking respect and responsibility? How can the good work get done for ourselves, our elderly, and for our children when a small group of disgruntled citizens continually aim hate at the mayor, town staff, and forward-thinking citizens? How do we insist upon being treated with respect and responsibility in this small town? I'll always remember the golden rule, to treat others as they wish to be treated, to be respectful and kind, even when we don't like somebody or what they stand for. I hope our children of Stevensville are taught and they practice honesty and integrity. The children of this town are being taught those values at their school and at home. But what values do we bring here to this community for our children to see? If we teach and expect this behavior from our children, we, as leaders, better be sure that our actions emulate the behavior we expect from one another, especially in a public setting in our beautiful community of Stevensville, Montana. Meanwhile, we must learn to respect the work being done by those who have been voted into the position of authority, such as the mayor. I will close with this necessary quote paraphrased from President Theodore Roosevelt. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, and who at worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory or defeat. Thank you for your time.
Okay, next person.
Sue Devlin, 305 6th Street, Stevensville. I want to reread a letter that the staff felt compelled to send to the Bitterroot Star. They wrote it several weeks ago, and several weeks ago, a town member roared literally about what they had written and how dare they had written. They were pretty desperate. And to have to write a letter such as this to the town and the town council members had to have been extremely difficult. And I'm going to reread it for the record. Open letter to Stevensville Town Council members and citizens of Stevensville. As employees of the town of Stevensville, we write this letter to express our frustration, hurt, and disappointment in several members of council, former elected officials, and certain community members whose ongoing and relentless actions against the town's administration have become unbearable. We feel that we are under attack and are subject to an unhealthy work environment. Over the past several months, we have sadly seen an increase in the number of disturbingly rude telephone calls received, and we now find ourselves the target of spiteful internet slander. The individuals behind these attacks, who are vocally discussing town projects, services, policies, procedures, and staff members, are doing so by twisting information and disseminating mistruths in what we see as an attempt to shame, discredit, and intimidate us. I'm not going to read any further. That is absolutely appalling. Absolutely appalling. And my sincere apologies to the town employees. You're doing a heck of a job, and we, some of us, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Next comment. Yes, please, if you wouldn't mind signing this.
Janet Schuett, 3037. So my question's about fireworks permit for 4th of July. Has that been signed, or what is the status of it?
Public comment's not an opportunity for question and answer, but I can tell you that the permit's been signed off.
Oh, it has?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not for public. We're just supposed to go by the agenda?
Correct. So public comment, if there's an item on the agenda,
yeah,
that you'd like to comment on, we ask that you comment on that item at that time. But the public comment period is an opportunity for the citizens to come and speak to issues that they feel they want to comment about that are not on the agenda, and the council simply listens. It's not a question-answer forum.
Are these monthly?
We do public comment at every meeting.
Okay. And become often in the meeting.
So we do this twice a month. Is there any other further public comment?
Alan Lackey, 517 South Sunset Bench.
Sir, you can raise the mic if you need to, if it's more comfortable.
I just had a quick question. I've been to attending several meetings because I wanted me to stay up on what's going on in the community. I'm wondering about getting frisked at the door. Why? What are you afraid of? What's that about? Is that the highest and best use for our police officers?
Again, this is not a question answer period.
Well, it's a comment then.
Okay, thank you. Are there any further comments? Going once. Here we go.
My name is Joe Moore, 514 Central. Sign after. It's been said that if we don't learn from history, we're bound to repeat it. So here we are again, and we prove that the world is round. Sad to say, we find ourselves, all of us, back at the beginning. But there have been some sunshiny days throughout these last couple of years, although we've lived in clouds for too long. I've spoken before about the need to move on, to work together to bring a positive difference to this great town. Many of us have spoken this way. All of us want a better Stevensville. But it seems we find ourselves traveling divergent paths. We're all trying to get the same goal. Leadership has been the tipping point in all of our discussions and interactions. It seems many of us are not at a loss to point out what leadership lacks, but few strike at the true truth of leadership. Leadership leads. It's honest, it's caring, it's resilient, it takes responsibility. It has ethics. It works together with all sides, accepting all as equal. It has empathy. It employs the best of every individual. It makes sound decisions after considering the facts and is thoughtful. No right from wrong. And leadership is able to admit its mistakes. Leadership does not blame, scold, ridicule, or embarrass. To satisfy a point of view, leadership serves the greater good, not the individual or smaller portion. We do not lack the time to make a difference, but at times we seem to lack the leadership. Leadership brings people together. It's for the greater good, the greater reality, the community, to serve, to listen, to respect, and to build us all up. Please.
Is there any further public comment before we move on? Okay. We'll move on to the rest of the business on the agenda. We have approval of minutes.
Mr. Mayor,
excuse me.
Quick. I do want to make a motion to suspend council rules to make an administrative function on the last vote that we had just handled. Due to Mr. Michelson discovering something in the Montana Code Annotated saying that council rules and discipline are handled by the council at a two-thirds vote. And with that, I would like to make a motion to have his vote stricken from the record so that it is a two-thirds vote.
I'll second.
Okay. The administrative motion is to strike Mr. Michelson's vote from the record, creating a two-thirds vote of council on the previous motion, previous vote. And it's been seconded by Ms. Devlin. Council discussion? Public comment? Call for the vote. Council Member Devlin?
Aye.
Council Member Holcomb?
No.
Council Member Michelson?
No.
Council Member Vick?
Aye.
Mayor breaks the tie, votes aye. Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Michelson.
So with that, then, there's no suspension. You cannot suspend an elected official. I think we went through that in March. And a two-thirds majority, I can read it right to everybody. The council punishes its own. The mayor has no issue. The mayor has no tie vote on anything when it has council rules. We voted on it with a 2-2 tie. The motion fails.
Okay, Mr. Michelson, I explained this previously, that everything is going to stand as it is tonight. We will work to get clarification from the city attorney specifically, because he is qualified to interpret code. And he can give us an opinion as to whether or not your vote or my vote either count towards these actions. And so in the spirit of moving on and maybe eventually getting these minutes approved tonight, I think we leave it at that and wait for Scott's opinion in the morning. Approval of minutes. The council has the minutes of May 21st, Board of Adjustment meeting, June 4th, Special Council meeting, June 9th, Budget Workshop, and June 16th, Budget Workshop, all slated for approval this evening. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Devlin, seconded by Ms. Holcomb, to approve the minutes.
I'm going to separate myself from the vote for the budget meeting minutes, since I was not in attendance.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion? Public comment on the minutes? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Michelson?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Vick?
Aye.
Councilmember Devlin?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. There are no biweekly claims in your packet tonight. Robert's been able to, this month, get everything on a schedule where the bills will come up at the beginning of the month. We may not be lucky like that every month, but for tonight's meeting, you don't have claims to approve. There are no administrative reports. Those are done at the first meeting of the month. We don't necessarily have any guests to name tonight. However, we do have our new recruit and police officer, Jacob Guida, here in the with us this evening. Mr. Guida joins us as a brand new police officer and just graduated the academy in Helena yesterday. So he's hitting the ground running, and he will complete about 12 to 13 more weeks of field training with Officer Ellington. So pleasure to have you on board, and thanks for joining us this evening. We're baptizing you right into fire. Correspondence. We have a couple of items of correspondence. One is a letter of concern from Mr. Terry Rosen on College Street speeding, and Ms. Hoffman has an additional letter that was not included in your packet but has been received since. So Ms. Hoffman will read Mr. Rosen's letter into the record.
Dated June 16th. Stevensville Town Council. This letter is in regards to the increased traffic and speeding on College Street between 7th Street and Burke Fork Road. There was a conversation about the speeding last fall and earlier this spring. They did park an older patrol car on College Street that seemed to slow traffic down for a few days. I am concerned about the safety of those using the Father of Valley Park and the children riding their bikes to and from the park area. I have visited with the neighborhood kids and warned them about the traffic, and they have been careful watching for traffic. It only takes one child forgetting to look and one speeder to have a terrible incident. There are options to decrease this speeding. Please help out the town of Stevensville and our neighborhood to resolve this problem. Thank you for your time and attention in this matter. Terry Rosen.
Go ahead, you can just introduce the letter.
Letter from the Bitterroot Star, dated June 25th, 2020, to the Mayor and Stevensville Town Council members. This letter concerns an action taken by the Stevensville Town Council at its meeting on Thursday, June 11th, 2020. The agenda item was Discussion Decision Resolution Number 470. A motion was made to annex the property. An alternative to annexation was presented in discussion, and the motion to annex was withdrawn. Instead, a motion was made to approve water and sewer hookup to the property while questions about the annex were researched. This new motion was approved. I don't believe the town council can approve an item without placing it on the agenda. If this decision was challenged in court, I believe it would be voided. I suggest you place it on the next agenda for consideration and approval with adequate notice. Respectfully, Michael and Victoria Howe.
And that correspondence, I don't believe we included a copy on your table. We'll email that out to council. We just received it. And then we'll get a copy over to the city attorney for his guidance on that issue. There are no public hearings tonight and no unfinished business to address. We'll move into new business. Item A, a discussion decision on HDR's task order number 6, Third Street Pavement Preservation Project.
Council has in their packet a copy of task order number 6. This is under our master services agreement with HDR. That master service agreement was implemented back in 2016, which expedites the process of hiring engineering services for the town's projects. In most regards, with the exception of the airport, where we have a specific engineer for those projects dealing with aeronautics. Third Street preservation has been a topic of discussion for quite some time amongst the council and the administration. This has been well into 2.5 years of discussion and trying to get this project off the ground. There are some I guess this task order specifically does not complete the construction of that project. Let's just be clear on that. It provides the engineering services and the construction management services that we typically outsource to engineers to complete for us. And so this contract is in the amount of, or shall not exceed, rather, a budget of $61,942. If it needs to exceed that amount, of course, we'd come back to council. This dollar amount would be incorporated in your fiscal year 21 budget.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved by Mr. Vick, seconded by Ms. Devlin to approve task order 6. Council discussion, Mr. Michelson.
Mr. Mayor, first of all, I want to thank you for this agreement. Looking through here, is it normal to sign these between the mayor and an engineering company without council approval?
The master services agreement?
Correct.
The master services agreement was approved by council.
I went back all of 2016, so that's when I started on council. I could not find any agenda item to support where this was approved by the council. Robin and I and Stacey Barker were on there, along with Jim Cruz. We could not find whatsoever when this was came up. There was a task work order on March 24th, and an unfinished business, standing agenda item A, sewer project, change order, task order number 6, wastewater treatment plant. And I got the audio from Monica yesterday, and I listened to the whole thing. And there is no mention of this here, of an agreement being signed before council. So I don't know where this came from. I'm not saying it's not valid. I'm just saying that I cannot find any documentation where this was approved by the council.
And I can't speak to the process that master service agreement was approved or not approved, because I was not the mayor at the time. Imagine that was under the Cruz administration in 2016?
Signed by Paul Luddington.
Okay, so under the Luddington administration, I can't speak to the process. I wasn't involved in the master services agreement during its adoption. I could tell you if we had a master services agreement today, we would of course bring that before the council, because it covers such a span of projects. But I guess more or less we have a master services agreement with HDR, whether it was approved by council or not, and the master services agreement isn't necessarily before you tonight, but the task order is.
Would it be okay to table this until we can do some more research to see when this came before council? Because if it did not come before council, I do not believe this could be valid.
I prefer you not table it, because we'd like to get construction rolling out in July as soon as the budget is adopted. We're trying to get this project done before the school year starts, and I guess I don't know what difference would it make. I guess, you know, if we wait too long, if we have to go through the process of readopting a master services agreement, and then by then the task order comes forward, we may be outside of our construction window, and we may have to put this street off one more year. And it's not something that the Public Works Department and I are really interested in doing. We'd like to get some construction done now.
Okay, my only worry, I'm 100% with you on that, Brandon. My only worry is litigation, because if we don't get this right and we do a bunch of research going back, and this was given to sign with
Has anyone indicated that we may be litigated? I mean, given the task order number, I would assume that we've had a couple other projects, you know, at least five other projects that have had task orders under them at some point under the same master services agreement. And so none of those projects have been litigated to date.
Okay.
Further council discussion on task order six. Public. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Michelson.
I had a phone call from Pat Groninger and Mel Cook, and their concern was they're all 100% for the repaving of the 3rd Street. And I also talked to George, but they're concerned about the water leaks going under the 3rd Street there. They would think it would be a great time to get that fixed before all the digging starts.
So part of the engineering plan and part of this task order includes replacing the 8 or 9 services for both water and sewer that are on 3rd Street. Those services will be replaced, and any issues of the water main on 3rd would be resolved before paving occurred, which is why time is of the essence, of course, so that we aren't prone to issues underneath brand new pavement. So we've addressed that with our engineers, and they're in a good position to address it because they do our water and sewer engineering as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any further council comment on task order 6? Public comment. Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote then. Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Vick?
Aye.
Councilmember Michelson?
Aye.
Councilmember Devlin?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes unanimously. Next item is new business item B, discussion decision on the sublease and operating agreement with Stevensville Rural Fire District. Council has in their packet a copy of the sublease. If you recall at a previous meeting, Council approved an interlocal agreement and a lease agreement with the Rural Fire District. This is part of that whole process with the lease agreement.
I'll make a motion to approve the sublease.
Okay, I'll second it.
It's been moved by Mr. Vick, seconded by Ms. Holcomb, to approve the sublease. Council discussion. Public comment. All right, call for the vote. Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Devlin?
Aye.
Councilmember Dick?
Aye.
All right, next item is discussion decision, late fees on utility bills, non-payment service suspensions during the COVID-19 pandemic emergency. If you recall, we adopted Ordinance 166 back in March, which suspended late fees and shutoffs and collections on our utility bills. The administration is before you tonight on guidance as to whether or not you want to reactivate late fees on utility bills, non-payment service suspensions, or if you want to extend those further. We have authority to extend those on a week-by-week basis. However, we want to keep council in the loop on the decision-making process. And so with that, we're looking for your guidance as to what you would like to do. If council decides to reinitiate late fees and suspensions, then the state has required a different process of municipalities and utility companies in that we have to afford everyone the opportunity to claim some sort of exemption under COVID-19. So those individuals who are experiencing some sort of hardship give notice to the town on a form that we provide. And upon doing so, then they're exempt from those late fees or shutoffs. If you proceed and we undertake that process, then individuals who do not claim an exemption would not be exempt, and so then we would continue to collect fees. It is, I guess, if the council makes a decision to proceed with reactivating those fees and shutoffs, the utility billing and finance department is asking that we don't initiate the fee on the bill until your August bill, the bill you would receive in August, to give everyone a month's heads up on their July bill, that they have, you know, 30 days to pay their bill down before the late fee and penalty applies to their bill. In your packet, we've included a breakdown of past dues before COVID-19. The pages are backwards, but as of 3/18, your total past dues were $30,846. To date, that's, or at least it's through June 18th, that balance has only risen roughly $4,000 in past due. It's important to note, that $30,000 number has come down significantly since we've had these conversations. I think at one time it was as high as 60. Laura's done a remarkable job over the winter in getting people back down in their bills. But there are some foreclosures included in those that we're waiting on money that's basically in transit. But then there are also some individuals who are seriously delinquent and make up a good portion of some of those balances, and we're working to address those individually with the city attorney. So just be aware of those. It's not, it's not a crazy number that we don't think we can handle. But since we've suspended collections, we've not communicated with citizens on, when they may see those late fees again. So, in fact, some of them didn't notice they weren't getting a late fee. They assumed they were and then found out they weren't. So, I guess in the interest of the conversation, I turn it over to council's direction as to how they'd like to proceed into the rest of the summer.
I'll make a motion to extend this until September.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved by Mr. Vick, seconded by Ms. Devlin, to extend the suspension of collections and shutoffs until September 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any further council discussion? Public comment? Okay, hearing none, we'll call for the vote. Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Devlin.
Aye.
Councilmember Vick.
Aye.
And Councilmember Michelson.
Aye.
Okay. All right, that concludes the business portion of our agenda. We have the executive report. I do not, again, have a formal report. It's quite a busy time in our office. We have one staff member in the administrative staff who had to undergo a medical procedure. And because of that procedure, it was a planned procedure, but because of that, they had to quarantine for a week, and then they have a week's worth of recovery. So they're out of the office for 2 weeks. Because of that, we've had to bring in temporary help under COVID-19's authorizations to offset the lack of manpower in the office. And so you may see a new face at the front counter. Her name is Nancy. She's with us temporarily through this absence, and is handling those very basic administrative costs. We'll bill this expense back to the COVID-19 CARES Act funding. And we should expect a check in 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. Mr. Motley's chuckling because 2 weeks is a joke. They did contact us, and once we corrected a couple of items on the application as to, specifically what municipality we were, they gladly accepted our application and said funding would come forth. So there's an update on that. Of course, as we've explained, budget adoption is slated for July 9th, and so you will see a preliminary budget come out and be ready for publishing Wednesday is when we plan to have that ready once we get through our next workshop. On the note of COVID-19, of course, it's captivated quite a bit of our discussion here. This evening, we received notice from public health authorities that 3 additional cases were identified in Ravalli County this afternoon. And they have identified that community spread is occurring in Ravalli County. The administration is, of course, taking that very seriously as an indication that we need to remain vigilant and cautious of the transmission of the disease. And so I know at least one other council member addressed a concern that, maybe public meetings need further measures or is there a certain action the town is going to take? I'd entertain a conversation with the council as to how you want to proceed with public meetings, given that community spread has been identified in Ravalli County. We don't know that community spread has occurred in Stevensville specifically. We are working diligently to identify that. Public health has not been cooperative in terms of letting the administration know when a case has been identified in the city. And so our team is working on resolving that lack of communication. So until then, we're pretty blind as to what the COVID situation looks like in Stevensville specifically. But, you know, knowing that it's in Ravalli County and the tight-knit community that Ravalli County is, you know, consider that as you will. It's been suggested that perhaps we be prepared to move back into Zoom meetings and to make an attempt to hold public meetings over Zoom again. I guess I'd like to hear from council as to what your thoughts are and if there's any threshold you'd like that decision to be made.
I would be open to Zoom meetings. I don't think shutting down is appropriate. We did get a lot of backlash on that, but I would definitely entertain Zoom meetings. They work. We've done them in different organizations that I'm involved in, and they work.
And just as a reminder to council, in fact, we attempted and we're working on some IT delinquencies with our provider to kind of assist on technology in this building and in our temporary setup here. And we do have this facility through the month of July, should we need it. And given that there's double the space here, we'll continue to use it. It works, but we need to fix some live stream issues and some Zoom issues, because we did have hiccups with Mr. Vick the other night trying to Zoom into the meeting. But we can address those, but know that any meeting we hold, we can hold over Zoom. We can admit anyone. We stream it through Zoom already, so if there's anyone on the council or even staff that need to participate remotely, we can do so, you know, if we need to do that and still hold the live meeting here. In fact, depending on how the COVID situation plays out, as you know, Tasha and I are due for our second child late July. I hope to attend the 23rd meeting, so we're hoping we can hold off until then. The 23rd happens to be kind of a target date in our household right now, but we'll see what happens. After that, we have about 3 weeks before our next council meeting. I plan to work remotely so that I can reduce my exposure to elements outside. But I do intend to try to attempt to come to meetings in person if I can. If for some reason I can't, we'll have the technology and systems in place that I'm able to join you remotely from home. So that is my plan for the time being. And the staff and I are working through a transition as we adjust. So if you see increased delegation of things that I usually administer through my office and maybe I delegate that to a staff member, if you kind of have an idea why, that I kind of plan to be absent from the office for up to 5 to 6 weeks. So we appreciate everyone's cooperation through that. It's kind of one of those bittersweet times. We're very excited for the arrival, but the current pandemic has kind of put a different twist on things we weren't anticipating. So we'll continue to work with that. The swimming pool is a bit up in the air. There are some repairs that we're evaluating whether or not we want to. Well, firstly, we're not really sure. There's some scuttlebutt, for lack of a better term, that the governor may impose other restrictions, and we think that swimming pools may be part of those restrictions, given the growth of the virus throughout the state. So we're going to kind of wait till Monday to see what happens and continue to limp the pool along, because there are some repairs that it does need. We're not sure it's going to make it the summer, but we'll continue to evaluate that situation over the next couple days and make that call on Monday as to whether or not we will see a swimming season in Stevensville. It's another one of those bittersweet deals. So if the pool needs significant repair, the summertime is when it has to happen, and unfortunately you can't be open and repair a pool at the same time. So, with that, I think that concludes my executive report. Appreciate your input as we continue to navigate these very strange times. And I'll turn the floor over to council comments. Ms. Holcomb.
After reading the STAR, I'm a little disappointed that I keep getting thrown into the mist that I have treated the employees wrong, that I have said mean things about the community. When I'm on my Facebook, I don't talk about anybody. I don't even talk on the other sites. I might have answered one question, but that was it. If I email the employees, it's always been a response back to me with an email that they have sent me. I don't call Town Hall, and I have never been in Town Hall. I work 8 hours a day, 4 to 5 days a week. When did I have time? And I'm sorry, I will express that I am sorry that you all feel this way, and I don't know who or where or when, but it's a little disappointing when I keep getting thrown in this and my name gets thrown into this, because I work in Hamilton. I don't know when this ever happened. So I'm just expressing I am sorry that this has happened to you again. With that, I would like to see proof, because I need to give it to my attorney.
Further council comments? Ms. Devlin.
Can we get an update on the Trevency case? And I understand that we'll need to do that in a closed meeting, but I'd like an update on that at our next meeting.
Okay.
Our citizens are paying for that, and an update would be helpful.
Okay. I'll consult with our defense counsel and see what kind of agenda item can be constructed for our next council meeting. So expect a conversation on July 9th. Any further council comments tonight? All right. Board reports. I believe the park board has met, and they have some awesome energy. Ms. Devlin, do you want to elaborate?
So it was kind of a quick meeting. Let me know if I forget something. July 18th, we are having kind of a community cleanup day. So that's kind of exciting, and there should be some information going out on times and meeting points and how that's going to work. The pool was a topic with some suggestions on some different creative ways of maybe businesses to get some passes or punch cards, that sort of thing, and I think Bobby will bring a proposal up for that. Bear Mountain Playground is in need of more wood chips, so it sounds like those are going to be ordered. Civic Club is going to be bringing a proposal towards council. They're interested in putting in a splash deck at Father River Valley Park and Lewis and Clark Park. So there was some excitement around that. There was a presentation given last night on that. What am I missing? Oh, dog parks. There's a talk of dog parks in Stevensville. And there will be some places where they'll be asking for your input on if you feel that that's needed or not in our area.
Any other board reports?
Did I forget anything?
No, that's pretty good.
Okay.
A quick plug for the Civic Club, if you're interested in volunteering to help organize the splash deck endeavor, get a hold of Bobby. He can put you in touch with the right folks. So it's an exciting project. Anybody else on the council have board reports? I don't think anyone else has met. Okay. With that, we'll adjourn the meeting. I do want to thank the public in attendance tonight and for your cooperation. I realize it wasn't that long of a meeting, so you didn't have a chance to get antsy, but we do appreciate your participation and your cooperation with the guidelines at hand. So with that, enjoy your weekend in the sunshine. Thanks, everyone.
It would be nice to at least have a chat so that people can ask questions during public comment section. I mean, they did it at school all the time. And then they read that into the minutes. Here's the question from so-and-so.
We don't entertain questions during the meeting. I mean, we're not able to respond to those.
But when there's public comment,
we could take comments. We've set up other ways for comments.
Yeah,
so.
But I know that was frustrating at some of those meetings that were online.
I was going to wear a shirt so that I can't breathe. Be strong.
Thanks for all the
Be strong. A lot of people behind you.
I did, yeah. Very much.
It's not an easy job.
Pancakes with cream, rainbow sprinkles.
Some days easier than others.
Yeah.
Now, Sister Wendy, we need to.
Yeah, she wants to move out here, so I don't know.
And I was out here before mine, so that's great. Thank you. You have a good evening.
I'm actually about
I will, thank you.
Hats. It's a for security.
That's exciting. I'm thinking about we're going there too.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm doing this again.
Yeah,
all of you. Liberating.
Oh, yeah.
Even though my car is slipping in front of the
as long as you don't have it.
Well, at least
you did. Yeah, she's doing well. Almost there.
My daughter's birthday is 26.
Oh, really? So 26 is our anniversary.
Is it? That would be great.
Her grandpa was born. Her grandpa just passed away last night. Her grandpa was born on the 22nd.
Oh,
so that's kind of a cool
thing.
So the doctors say her due date is the 18th, but her official due date on her, as far as she's concerned, because it's like the 23rd, yeah.
Because she knows better.
She does, yeah. She argued with him on the phone.
She just better cross her legs.
That's what I told her. So can we at least get through? Oh, so are we.
Yeah.
I haven't had dinner.
Audrey and I have had it over here.
Awesome.
Jamie's had it over here.
Order her a basket of cheese curds.
Are you not going to
go? No.
You need me to order your basket of cheese?
Yeah, because I have to take some stuff to city hall. Cheese curds.
Cheese curds?
Yeah. Audrey knows. She knows why I have cheese curds. Yeah, so Tasha's due the 23rd. I told her. I said,
oh,
so
really?
Audrey was there when I asked her. I said, is it okay if I'm in the city council meeting from your hospital room?
Really,
she said, the hell it is. No way.
I said, I wonder if it's
simple for
you.
Oh, yeah. I never have her screaming.
Live stream it?
I think I'm starting to make
order me some cheese curds.
I'm going to let her every month. I'm going to get
I guess you want a cold.
I don't know what I want.
Yeah. All it is a great
cost. Oh,
go.
I spent all morning with him. Yeah, thank you for the invite. But it's his birthday, so I kind of said, yeah. I took the morning off and made pancakes with sprinkles and whipped cream.
So what do you think, 5 o'clock tomorrow? Is there anything?
Whenever I'm there.
I thought that was like the one at City Hall. I didn't realize.
So he was. Yes. That is. If there's ever such a case of, what did I say? Conflict of interest, that was...